Good morning. My guests this morning are Larry Williams and Jake Turner from the Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Jake, in this play that we are talking about, you are playing the great but rather unlucky Buddy Holly.
That is right.
Oh, great. Tell me about this show, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story.
Well, it is a biographical show of Buddy's life and the Buddy Holly story, as it were. And more than that, it's what's included is a lot of Buddy's music and music that is very iconic of the time.
Right, right.
Yeah. So it's not only is it a lovely story, a sweet story about a young man with a lot of big dreams, big musical dreams, and, you know, breaking down different barriers as far as music and the times. There's a lot of great music, and it's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. It's going to be a great show.
Larry, how did Sixth Street Playhouse find out about this show?
Our artistic director, Craig Miller, actually saw the show and loved it and said, oh, I got to do that when we get a chance. So once he had the opportunity to do it, he chose to do it.
So, did it open in New York?
It actually opened in London. So it was first produced in 1989. So it's been 26 years since the very first show of Buddy Holly, and it lasted for about 12 years there, and then it went on tour, and it's been touring around ever since. I know that they had a 25th anniversary production of the show last year, so yeah, but we're excited to have it at Sixth Street, and got a great cast and a beautiful Buddy Holly who's ready to knock your socks off.
Oh,
you know, you do. It's not that you look like Buddy Holly, but you have kind of the feeling of the kind of person he was, sort of open.
Well, when I first was approached about the role, you know, I grew up listening to Buddy's music. And, you know, of course I was excited, but doing more, you know, research on Buddy and his life and reading his biography, I found that I can relate to him a lot. You know, I've gone through some of the same struggles in my life and, you know, come from a lot of the same background. And even my family and my musical background is very similar.
Really?
So, I feel like I fit the part just as much as anybody else can see. So,
yeah,
it's a great feeling.
Talk about some of those similarities. Where were you from and where was he from?
I mean, he's from small town Lubbock, Texas. His family owned a tiling business. My family didn't own a tiling business, but I grew up on the farm. You know, I had a whole bunch of older brothers. Who I looked up to as far as, you know, acting and music and stuff like that. And, you know, even my quarrels with, like, love and, like, my bands that I've been in, I read on him and I just keep thinking, oh, this sounds so familiar. I think I've done this before, you know. So,
well, you're an American. That's what it is, really. And of all the quintessential American singers, he was right up there.
Yes.
So the show's playing from June 26th to July 19th.
That's correct.
A good long run.
Yes, good four weekends.
What's it like to be directing these iconic figures sort of come out of the past?
Well, you know, it's interesting because I think the music kind of plays itself. And this is like one of the first jukebox musicals where it was basically music from the time or from the artist, and then it developed into a show. I'm not so concerned about being true to the image, but more or less the essence of that time and the essence of the fun it was to be in a band and play rock and roll. And, you know, it was such a big change for, I mean, there was a lot of country music at the time, and Buddy Holly really spearheaded the whole rock and roll effort at that time. And that's what I think we're trying to do with the show, is to put in that energy and fun of being in a rock and roll band.
Thanks very much, you guys, for coming in, and I wish you great success with this show.
Yeah, come see
and
the
I
show.
Won't
Thank you.
Ask you how it ends, because we know how Buddy's life ends. And also, I noticed that both Richie Valens and the Big Bopper are characters in the show.
Yes, they make an appearance.
And they ended the same way.
Yes, they did.
This is the Buddy Holly story, Buddy, at the Sixth Street Playhouse, opening June 26th, playing through July 19th. For information, a telephone number, 523-4185, online at sixthstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti at Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.